for Huddling. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. The U.S. and its NATO allies continue to prepare for a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Yesterday, President Biden spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron. According to the White House, quote, the leaders discussed ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's continued military buildup on Ukraine's borders and affirmed their support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Today, a similar conversation is expected when Germany's new chancellor, Olaf Scholz, visits the White House. This comes as Fox News sources say that General Mark Milley warned lawmakers last week that if Russia were to launch an attack on Ukraine, its capital, Kyiv, could fall in less than 3 days. According to U.S. intelligence, Russia has 70% of the forces needed to launch a full-scale invasion.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Well, the former top aide to former Vice President Mike Pence says that there should be no question as to who won the 2020 election.
Mark Short, former Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, recently testified before the January 6th House committee. On NBC's Meet the Press, he said while there's still some belief that election fraud occurred with Joe Biden's win in 2020,
the campaign had opportunities to bring that evidence up till December 14th and didn't. And so I think at this point, you have to assume that he was duly elected.
December 14th was the meeting of the Electoral College. Short did say there are many who still think there were election illegalities in several states, partly due to the pandemic. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
An argument in the checkout line at a South Florida grocery store escalates into a deadly shooting. Police say one man pulled out a gun and shot the other man. The victim died at the store. The shooter is in police custody. The Super Bowl 56 is next weekend. However, there was NFL action yesterday, the AFC defeating the NFC 41-35 in the Pro Bowl. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
As part of President Biden's executive order on improving the country's cybersecurity, the Department of Homeland Security announces a new initiative.
The Cyber Safety Review Board, or CSRB, will bring together private and public sectors to elevate cybersecurity. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying in a press release, I look forward to reviewing the board's recommendations regarding how we can better protect communities across our country as DHS works to build a more secure digital future. Those on the board include executives from Google, Verizon Threat Research Advisory Center, and Microsoft, among others, in addition to personnel from the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice. The board's first report is expected to be ready by this coming summer. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Truckers in Ottawa, Canada, protesting many of that country's COVID and mask mandates.
The capital of Canada is now in a state of emergency as roughly 500 truckers protest COVID mandates. Seven people were arrested at the protests over the weekend, and hundreds more were ticketed. Ottawa police are threatening to arrest anyone caught bringing material support, meaning gasoline, to the Freedom Truckers. The city's mayor labeling the protest a threat to public safety. Ottawa residents are suing demonstrators in the protest, seeking nearly $10 million, the same amount raised in a GoFundMe in support of the truckers.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Police say a New York couple left a baby in a freezing car while they went inside a Target store to shop. They returned about 10 minutes later. 34-year-old Paul Albernegarda and 22-year-old Natalia Pascal faced child endangerment charges. The baby appeared to be fine but was brought to the hospital for evaluation. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of Virginia has endorsed Republican colleague Lisa Murkowski for re-election. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.